Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 3, Karma Yoga. And so far we have seen that Bhagavan said that you must continue doing your work. Continue do your niyata karma, your obligatory duties. Because without acting, you will not be even able to maintain your body. But you should work in the spirit of yajna. The spirit of yajna we have seen is the actions which contribute towards the common good. Yajna being a symbolic ritual to perform something for the common good of the society, for the community, for this universe, this cosmos. Something which I do is my part in this entire cosmic cycle. I'm contributing what I need to contribute as part of the cooperative endeavor. This system Creator has created right from the beginning. So it says that Prajapati created the beings along with ability to work cooperatively with each other. Because this creation can only be sustained if all parts of this creation can work together. So this ability to work together, yajna spirit, is created at the time of the creation. May you prosper by using this yajna, the spirit of working together, as your milch cow to fulfill all your desires. Whatever you want to achieve, you shall achieve by working in cooperation with others, working in harmony with rest of the nature, rest of the universe. And then said, by nourishing the devas, devas the presiding deities. And we have seen that devas are described in various ways. However, for our purpose, the latent productivity, the productive potential in anything is the presiding deity. If I want to invest in a market, the latent potential of market is the deity of the market. Now how I work in that market will decide whether I get the profit or not. So Bhagavan said that by nourishing the devas, by contributing your part towards this phenomenal nature, this community, this society, this nation. So when we work for our country, service to my country is the greatest service to the Lord. In other words, when I participate and make sure that I do my part for the betterment of the country, country flourishes and in turn I will flourish. If my country is not doing well, it's a poor country, no matter how hard I try, I'll not get much out of it. Therefore, in Gujarati, actually, there is a saying, say, mane nahi, tumhara padosi ne hajo. If I can't have it, at least let my neighbor have it. You know why? If he has it, someday I will be able to benefit from that. If we both don't have it, nobody benefits. One of my boss used to tell me, anytime I say something, he'll say, Neil, the 100% of zero is still zero. I would rather have 5% of $1 million versus 100% of a zero. So he said, well, go after something where you can get at least a part of it. Don't go after, I want to get the whole project by myself. He said, well, that's fine, but if you don't get it, it's 100% of zero. You might as well cooperate with some other firms who are more capable or appropriate and then go and get only the 25% of the work. Now, I took that as my mantra, 100% of zero is still zero. Get something. What I heard is that McDonald, when he came up with this franchising concept, he basically, I would rather have a pennies from all these people than trying to get a dollar out of one store. And that's how it became the worldwide phenomenon. The same idea is basically put together as a istan bhogan vo devas. Once you nourish those devas, the latent productive potential in anything, you will be nourished by that production. So Bhagavan said, by you nourishing the devas, deva will serve you with whatever you want. And next verse says, yajna sista asinaha santaha Muchyante sarvakilbishaihi. We started out by our confusion that the actions bind me to the results. All actions are binding by results because we live in the world of cause and effect. My actions, good or bad, will bind me by good or bad results. How do I free myself from this? I said, perform actions in the spirit of yajna, and then you shall not incur any bondage. So now what does that mean? I perform the actions in the spirit of yajna, but what is then my reward? He said, your reward is yajna sista asinaha santaha muchyante sarvakilbisaihi. One who is enjoying the fruits of the actions performed for the common good, he is freed from all sins. If I perform my actions to make sure that my company is prospering by my actions, I act best results for my company, then company benefits and I get the bonus, I am freed from any bondage from that. Because I acted for the common good, and whatever my share coming to me, I am enjoying it. So, yajna sista asina santaha, the good person, the righteous person, after performing actions for the common good, whatever his share of profit comes, he enjoys, he is not bound by any papa or any negative impression on his mind. So when your company is flourishing and you make profit at the end of the year, when you announce bonus to your staff and you feel good, they feel good, everybody feels good. But you take away the whole profit and don't give anything to anybody, you will be feeling guilty and they will be feeling bad about it. So Bhagavan said, yajna sista asina, the remnants of yajna is the translation here, but that fruits of actions performed in a common good is you have every right to enjoy the fruits of those actions. And enjoying those fruits of actions, you will not incur any sin, any negative tendency, any bondage on your mind. Bhunjate te tvadam papa ye pachanti atma karanat. But those who are cooking only for themselves, in other words, working only for themselves. And we see all these Indian movies, and I'm sure there are some Hollywood movies too, that the industrialist who doesn't care what happens to his workers, and they are living in a worse slum condition, but he wants to enjoy all the... And we call that person a bad person, not a real good business, because we know that he is only working for his own benefit, for their own satisfaction of getting that wealth, but he does not care about the common good. This is such a person. You know, the one who is only doing this thing for himself and making others suffer by his actions, such a person, pachanti atma karanat, bhunjate te tvadam papa, they are verily eat but the papas only. They are only incurring the negative impressions and negative results because they did not think about the others, they only thought about themselves. Now, Swamiji does go into description about what the yajnas were. There are five different yajnas: Devi Yajna, Brahma Yajna, Pitru Yajna, Manushya Yajna, Bhuti Yajna. So these are the responsibilities laid out by the society, that as soon as you are born as part of this society, so many people have to do so many things for you, for you to make your existence possible. What we are enjoying today is what our ancestors did. You know, we are now talking about the life, liberty and pursuit of happiness. Well, our founding fathers have to work hard to come to that level. So we are indebted to them. If we are enjoying liberty here, we are indebted to them. One of my friends said, Neil, we are all, you know, minorities, are indebted to the African Americans in this country. They fought hard for the civil rights. They sacrificed. We are enjoying the fruits of them. So many people have to do so many things for us to enjoy our normal life. You have to always remember that I owe them something. As part of my actions, I should be giving back to all those causes which make my life easier. You pay taxes so that the VDOT can make the road. You know, I'm enjoying the road. I should pay my taxes gladly so that VDOT can build the roads. Police can have proper staff so that they can maintain the law and order in the society. We don't want to pay the taxes, but we want all the services. I don't know how the Republicans are going to figure that out, that I have not yet figured out myself. No taxes, but all the services. All the responsibilities, but no power. During the Indian freedom struggle, there was one period where they were given all response, but no power to all those kingdoms which were working under the British. That really does not work. So we need to understand how the society works. The next verse says, how this universe works. Annad bhavati bhutani. Very simple fact. We all know, and at least the ones who had been in Vedanta classes, these beings are born out of food. Who I am today is the food which was eaten by my mother, and then after my birth, what I eat until this morning's breakfast is nothing but me. Food modified is me. So, annad bhavati bhutani. Without food, beings are not possible. Beings are made out of food. The next verse said, parjanyat anna sambhavaha. Food is only possible because of the rains. And Swamiji says the non-vegetarians will say, we don't need rain because rain can only bring the food out of the ground. Whatever comes out of the ground because of rain, you know, the vegetables and fruits and roots and grains, that's what we vegetarians eat. But if I'm carnivorous, I don't need rain. He said, no, even the carnivorous animals, they cannot eat the animals who are carnivorous. They only eat the animals which are non-carnivorous. Lion doesn't eat lion. Lion eats goat or a deer. He said, because eventually the food comes from the ground. And Swamiji used to jokingly say that non-vegetarians are only two steps removed vegetarians. He said, we eat the food directly from the ground. They feed their food to the animals. Let them digest the food and then eat the animal. So they're only two steps removed. But they're also vegetarians. Parjanyat anna sambhava. Because the food is eventually possible by the rains. You know. Swamiji also goes a little further and said, the water is also a necessity to assimilate this food in your body. The minerals to be digested requires water. So rain is very essential for food to be utilized. Yagnat bhavati parjanyaha. Here is where I think even Swamiji feels that it is very difficult to explain. That rains are possible because of yagna. Now there are two ways you can look at it. That in olden days the people thought that rain is possible because we are performing yagna to the Varuna and whatever the devatas. And with our sincere yagna, those devatas are appeased and now sending us the rains. So, yagnat bhavati parjanya. From our perspective, we know a little better because we have gone through this ecological effect on the climate by all the human beings and other beings. We know that our actions affect this ecological cycle. As long as we are performing actions in the harmony with the nature, nature will continue performing actions as we need them. The rainy season will come in the right time if we have not messed up the season by our actions. There were no earthquakes in Texas. I lived in Texas for many years. And now they've been happening how many times? 140 times or something in the last few weeks. And they say, why that is? Because of this fracking explorations. So now we have created a fault line in Texas. Man-made disasters. We were prospering. Oil companies were doing very well. Oil went down from $118 a barrel in 2007 to $50 a barrel. But we have a price to pay for it. So that's why Bhagavan says, yagnat bhavati parjanyaha. The ecological cycle is balanced by our actions. If we perform in harmony, then nature will continue to perform its own part. In nature, there is no exception to the laws. Our laws, you may try to not obey. Natural laws, you have no choice but to obey. I can't jump from a 7th floor window and say, because I'm a nice guy, learn and teach Gita, that Mother Earth will receive me a little more caringly. It will only receive as Newton found out many years ago. With the same velocity, I'll fall. And the reaction will be exactly the same way he figured out. There are no exceptions in nature. only our man-made society, you think there are exceptions. Yagnaha karma samudbhavaha. Yagna is only possible if individual actions are there. Common good is only possible if commoners are participating. This class is only possible if you people participate and I participate, right? If all of us decide that I don't need to be there because others will be there, this class won't be possible. Yagna karma samudbhavaha. Yagna is possible by individual actions. So the value of individual action is the whole cycle depends on your actions. Don't think that you are not significant. Your contribution is so significant that your not acting will affect this entire cycle which Prajapati put in motion. Therefore, you should act. Karma brahmodbhavam viddhi, brahma aksara samudbhavam. And karma individual action is only possible. Brahman is functioning through you. I can only perform my action as long as I am alive. Any action, there will be no Gita class after I die. Next weekend there won't be any Gita class. At least the one which I conduct. Because I can only perform this action as long as I am alive. So what my actions are attributed to? The Brahman, the supreme consciousness which is functioning through all the beings including you. Individual actions are only possible because of the presence of the Lord. And therefore it says, Brahma aksara samudbhavam. Brahman is that imperishable. In fact, in this case, the Brahma is related to also Brahmaji, the creator. This is the Brahma, the creator, the initiator of all these actions, is also only possible because of the imperishable Brahman. So my consciousness allows me to work, your consciousness allows you to work. This supreme consciousness, all-pervading consciousness, is only there because of the imperishable. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma nityam yagne pratishtitam. And therefore when any the yagna taking place, the supreme Brahman is always present there in those actions. Because we are only acting and working in this world because that consciousness is functioning through us. So my consciousness is the representation of the Brahman, your consciousness is a representation of the Brahman, making this class possible as a common activity of exchanging ideas. You take all this consciousness out, there is no class and there is no exchange necessary or possible. Evam pravartitam chakram na anuvartayati yaha. Adayuhu indriya ramaha mogam parthasa jivati. Now this is a little bit of a shock treatment there. Okay, you think, well, all this is nice, but I don't want to take part in it. I don't have anything to do with it. I'm not getting direct benefit by all this cycle. The Bhagavan said, thus, this cycle was set in motion by the Creator. When this creation was created, that this is how it will function. That all parts of this creation will work in harmony with each other. And it will sustain this creation by each other's actions. Now you as an individual decide that I don't want to do my part. It will upset this cycle. And therefore, adayuhu indriya ramaha mogam parthasa jivati. If I don't want to participate in this cycle because I want to live for myself only. And Swamiji puts it as one who is living just for the sense pleasures only. Coming back to our central idea, when I am living thinking that this body is me alone, there is nothing greater than this body. My existence is nothing but this life. This sense perception is the only reality. And I want to just enjoy the sense perceptions. And I'm living just for that. Is I'm living a vain life because I'm wasting away my opportunity to be part of this great universe in a cycle and contributing toward that. So the one who just lives for the sense gratification. Therefore, do not focus totally on your senses. I think we misunderstand saying the sense, all sense pleasures are wrong. All the senses are evil. No, the senses have their own purpose. But you getting obsessed with the sense pleasures take you away from your goal to be part of a good citizen of this universe. It not allows you to do what you're supposed to do as a good citizen of this creation. So if you do not focus on that and focus on the common good, you will be living your life in a productive manner. Otherwise, you are living in vain. You're wasting your life and also affecting this cycle. So we'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.